In Burma, a United Nations envoy met today with the two members of the country's ruling military junta to discuss the fate of Aung San Suu Kyi. The opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate has not been seen for the past 10 days. Mystery surrounds her whereabouts and the circumstances that led to her detention on May 30th. The State Department says the arrest shows Burma's military rulers have abandoned efforts at national reconciliation. Reporter Duati Saikautau is in Bangkok. Why was Aung San Suu Kyi arrested?
Well, Bob, Aung San Suu Kyi was on a political tour to open up NLD offices in Burma's northern provinces. NLD stands for the National League for Democracy, which actually won elections in 1990, but the military junta in Burma has refused to hand over power. And when Suu Kyi was released in May of last year, it was agreed that she could move about the country to meet with major ethnic groups like the Shan or the Kachin so that she could breathe life back into the pro-democracy organization. But a Western diplomat in Rangoon told me the military junta didn't expect her to be so popular. In her short visit with the ethnic minorities in the north, tens of thousands came to greet her and to talk with her. So she demonstrated clearly that she still has popular appeal. And the junta wasn't so happy about this. They always had problems with ethnic groups, especially in the north. Suu Kyi started her political tour in early May and was in the northern provincial town of Yaweu, where the pro-democracy demonstrators fought with government supporters, and that's where she was detained. Military officials say only 4 people were killed and dozens were injured, but a fact-finding team from the U.S. Embassy in Rangoon said up to 75 people were actually killed.
Now, what about the mission of the U.N. envoy?
So far, Razali Ismail has not had any access to Suu Kyi, but earlier today he told reporters in Rangoon that he was encouraged after a meeting with the military's vice senior general, Meng A. He is the military's second in command. Razali had 2 goals at the meeting. One was to see Aung San Suu Kyi to confirm her well-being, since she was reported to be injured, but no one's been able to actually confirm this during the May 30th clash. The other is to press for her release. Razali had helped to broker peace talks between the military and Aung San Suu Kyi several years ago, and that consequently led to her release last year. But, you know, with this latest news, it's a huge setback for the hopes for democratic reform. And one diplomat told me it's back to living under a harsh military regime with very little hope of any democratic future.
Now, the envoy was planning to leave tomorrow. Is that still the case?
Yes, Bob, but that may change. There's news coming out now that Razali may stay longer if he feels there's hope. He may meet with the military junta's number one man tomorrow. That man is Senior General Tan Shwe, a man very much in military control of Burma, and the one who will decide if Razali can meet with Suu Kyi or not. Tan Shwe has appeared to be growing impatient with some in the military who have been open to talks for national reconciliation, and he's known to not like Suu Kyi very much. So he's been trying to weaken Suu Kyi's political goals. So we'll have to see how the talks go, if at all.
Duati Saikautau in Bangkok.